The bombardment had been relentless. Screaming shells like malevolent demons, skull-piercing explosions, spreading debris, death and destruction as far as the eye can see. Then the following unnatural silence, broken only by cries, moans and a few defiant shouts, seemed somehow more full of dread. Waiting. Bonner crouched in the mud-filled trench, with his head and one hand pushed hard against the trench wall, like a mole attempting to escape into its warm, welcoming interior of earthy oblivion. Shivering now, he summoned his senses and tried to make light of it all to his terrified comrades.
Crikey, if I'd known it would be like this, I wouldn't have bothered to come.
You had bugger all choice, mate,
a voice spat out from close by.
If you hadn't have come, they would have had you shot.
Well, I'm going to get shot anyway. It might as well be in Blighty, at home, rather than this stinking hellhole.
The answer never came, as the shell exploding overhead tore into the trenches, and two of his comrades became forever a part of this tragic and bloody European conflict.